In a back room of Homer Council on the Arts headquarters, Annette Bellamy is overseeing a small group of children and adults engrossed in the art of pottery.
Trying to reflect on the natural resources of Alaska and do something that has personal meaning, has a story. So each one of the people that are making something with clay and found objects will have a story behind their ornament. And it's not juried. All the ornaments that are being made will be going to D.C.
Bellamy is an accomplished artist based in Halibut Cove. She chose a boat theme for the Homer ornaments to symbolize the coastal community's dependence on the ocean.
I have not instructed very much. I had some forms that were in boat forms that they could do a subtractive technique and do some kind of a boat form. But then they kind of took off and they're using just the balls of clay and going with hand building, making their own ideas.
The nonprofit Alaska Geographic will take charge of the ornaments once they're all finished. The goal is to collect at least 4,000 pieces from communities around the state. The Homer contribution will be shipped to Anchorage October 1st.
Today we used paper clay. Celia did a piece that was paper clay boat, and she added glass and found
10-year-old Celia Fitzpatrick of Homer put together two pieces.
I put some other clay shavings. I also put a big wheel with my name on it and sea glass.
Are you happy with how it came out?
Yes.
How long did it take you?
I wasn't recording.
You weren't recording.
Celia's pieces and the others are drying in cardboard boxes off to the side. Bellamy says the objects added to the clay will be removed temporarily so the ornaments can be fired inside a kiln.
And then we're going to get together and then we'll add all the found objects, glue them in, attach them. Some will be strung with beads, and they have all different ideas of what they're going to do. And then we're going to put color on with paint, and we'll seal it for outdoor. We're not going to do a glazing, but we'll seal it with, I think I'm going to use some kind of a wax to seal them.
Crystal Butcher is relatively new to clay work. Her ornament is a bird. She says she started with the idea of either a chickadee or a sparrow.
And I'm just carving designs, whatever comes to mind. I wrote peace and love on it. It's got a heart carved in it and swirls and flowery and just, yeah, that's me.
When she saw the announcement about the open studio, Butcher thought she couldn't pass it up.
I got to be a part of that because I'm an artist. I have a studio actually here in Homer, and I love art, and my daughter loves art, and she's done clay work before. And just thought it was a perfect opportunity to be a part of something in the community and in our nation and a little bit of everything.
So. Bellamy says the artists working today most likely won't be able to see the tree except through pictures. But she says the work itself is its own kind of reward.
I think right now, I think the main focus is just the activity. It's just a fun, creative activity. I don't know if it's any fame and glory to it, actually, to be honest with you. But I'm happy to see everybody participating.
Homer Council on the Arts will have one more open studio dedicated to crafting ornaments on Friday, September the 11th. In Homer, I'm Quentin Chandler.